This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No details yet, but there are reports of a possible active shooter situation at a United Parcel Service building in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Teachers in Los Angeles are about to go on strike. The negotiations between the union and the L.A. Unified School District have stalled, teachers demanding a 6.5% raise and reduced class size. The man accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl last October after killing her parents, about to make his initial court appearance, Jamie Kloss, escaping his clutches a few days ago. The Barron County Sheriff saying 21-year-old Jake Patterson tried hard to make sure that people wouldn't recognize him.
They include things like not leaving trace evidence by changing his physical appearance, like shaving his head not to leave hair behind.
And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joining 12 other states and Washington, D.C. to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. Congress is to be in session today, but many lawmakers may have trouble getting back to the National Capital Region, which was in the bullseye of a weekend snowstorm, which brought not just snow but also a lot of ice to the Carolinas. A Duke Energy spokesman in North Carolina says,
"Ice is a really tough situation for our crews to work in. They're very well trained to work in it, but it's very trying conditions. So it certainly, when you see the amount of ice we saw here in Forsyth and in Guilford, it breaks down tree limbs, it brings down trees. In some areas, it can even cause the lines to sag."
He was speaking to Fox News. The storm overall blamed for 7 fatalities, most of them in the Midwest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another Confederate memorial is being taken away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with a motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a new study is linking belly fat to shrinking brain size. Research published in the journal Neurology finds people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure lead to obesity or if obesity causes changes in the brain. And Maroon 5 will take center stage at the halftime show at Super Bowl 53, performing at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on February 3rd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, we just got to get all of America back to work, huh? Including some 800,000 federal employees that are on extended vacation. Of course, they will all get their pay. But meanwhile, we continue to argue over a wall. And I know for many here in this country, it's rather frustrating when you consider, you know, what we're talking about here. I mean, this is national security, for goodness sakes. Hopefully, some reasonable minds will prevail to get us out of the longest, in the history of our country, the longest government shutdown, even though this one is a partial. Nonetheless, people are in pain, and we need to keep the pressure on our legislators. If you don't have your legislator's phone number, get it. Be ringing their phone. I mean, it only takes 5 minutes a day. That's it. Your investment into getting this country back on track. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to talk about your money, a new year, a new Congress, speaking of which, and talk of a global economic slowdown. With us right now is the Wealth Research Group founder, entrepreneur, investor, Lior Ganz joins us. Lior, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on to talk about this because, I guess this is all bundled into uncertainty. What's going to happen with this Congress? Congress says they're, in the House, said they were interested primarily in legislating, not necessarily investigating. But I think that everybody's trying to find their lanes right now. And, that in the midst of a government shutdown is really, kind of getting in a way of really doing something of a true positive nature.
Well, you have a few things that are going on right now. So you have the partial shutdown. Like you said before I came on the air, there's 800,000 people that are, some of them are even filing for full benefits. In the meantime, it depends on which state you live in, but you can file for unemployment. Now, they will get their salaries retroactively. But many of them need to pay mortgages now. There's 78% of the United States workforce that is living paycheck by paycheck. Mm-hmm. And about 75% of the workforce, so 150 million, 75% of them have debt.
Yes.
Even people that make 100 grand a year pre-tax have debt. It's a very different country than what it used to be. And what you're seeing right now with the government shutdown is nothing more than a political showdown. For the federal government that pays $1.5 billion a day, every 24-hour session, in interest payment on their existing debt, mm-hmm. to legislate and approve a $5 billion wall is basically like you handing out to your kid some money for a popsicle.
Right.
That's really irrelevant in terms of the budget size. This is all a huge political showdown, resembles countries that are not first world.
Exactly.
So this is a very problematic issue, and it goes to the core of the problem. The core of the problem started 10 years ago when monetary policy by the central bank has overtaken the country. And when you have a situation where the government stood aside in the Obama years and allowed central bankers to dictate how the economy works by slashing interest rates to zero and allowing basically 10% of the population to become super rich at the expense of 150 million working class people, you have a situation where your wealth gap in the United States right now is out of hand. If you take a cut of 1,000 people, Bill, and you take the richest one out of that pack, is equity and wealth equates the 900 bottom people put together in the United States of America, in the land of opportunity. So it's a very different country than what it was 10 years ago. Everyone that has equity, that has stocks, that has real estate exposure, has made tremendous progress in the past 10 years. On the flip side, if you're part of the regular workforce,
the middle class, let's say,
then you haven't seen any progress. In fact, 20 states have just decided to raise their minimum wage to between $12 and $15 an hour. Now, compare that to what we've seen in the past 10 years with stock prices and real estate prices going well above pre-recession levels, pre-2008 levels. So you are really witnessing a shift in the dynamics of how this country works, and you will continue to see a lot of pressure in 2019, both from the fact that the United States still has not struck any meaningful trade deal with China, which is basically put together. China and the United States are half of the world's economy. So if they have any issues, that is one of the worst divorces in history. So
without a doubt,
have a huge problem.
And you bring that up, Lior. I mean, the problem that you have is when you have what we have in this country right now, this contention that is taking place, both sides believing the other side is being unreasonable and their heels are dug in. But meanwhile, we've got business to seriously take care of, because we're not focused on resolving the China trade and, being all on the same team here. This is dragging out. We have the USMCA, the trade between Canada and Mexico, that is awaiting approval by the House of Representatives, controlled by the Democrats, that say, look, they don't want to give this president any credit whatsoever. So this will continue to suffer, we the people, because of this obstinance, instead of saying, hey, look, we've got to work for the better good here of everyone. And as you mentioned, as you outlined the scenario here, it is the middle class, the everyday, the forgotten man and woman that's getting pulverized, that got pulverized here in the last, 8 previous years under the Obama administration.
Well, if you really study financial history, you'll see that the U.S. basically started to default in 1969 when the French president then, Charles de Gaulle, wanted the U.S. to audit their gold reserves. This was a time where every $35 were equal to an ounce of gold, and you can redeem 35 ounces of $35 for an ounce of gold. You can just redeem that.
Right.
Now, today, obviously, we know that 1 ounce of gold is $1,300. Why did that happen? Because instead of auditing in 1971, then-President Nixon just shut that door down and said, we will not be redeeming this anymore. The dollar is a free-floating currency. And that created a situation where every government can start to print currency and get into debt to the tune of how much that they can print without creating severe inflation. So the United States government, being the world's biggest economy, it issued debt much more than any other government, and 47, 48 years later, we're at a point where the debt situation is unrepayable, the unfunded liabilities are unsustainable.
Exactly.
But you have a new problem which is that the foreigners who have funded this debt thus far do not wish to do it anymore.
Exactly.
China is not...
Lior, we've got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. You need to have some strategy, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More from Lior Gantz after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
I see you in everything, all day. Every beat of my heart keeps reminding me. I see you in every little thing, all day.
Bill Martinez live.
No matter where I go, I know you.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Lior Gans continues with us. Wealth Research Group founder. He is sharing economic investor insights heading into 2019. But also, you know, we're giving you kind of an overview perspective of where we are right now as it relates to China trade, our own government. I think the opportunity certainly is that if we can get people on a on the same page, and I think that's probably what's missing here, Lior, is that if we're going to get people understanding what the objective is, it is really the demand is on leadership, and in this particular case, it happens to be Donald Trump, to where he might be able to be the conciliator. You know, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to do and some of the socialist Democrats, you've got to, in much the same way as he addressed, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, you've got to be able to articulate a winning vision to where no matter what side you're on, you say, you know what, I can buy into that. I could win off of that concept. But just resisting and complaining about, you know, fake news and all the shit. I mean, look, it is what it is. I don't, Bob Mueller is going to do what he continues to do. The Democrats are still in shock because Donald Trump, an outsider, you know, somebody who wasn't born out of the Beltway, is president of the United States. He's in the Oval Office, and the people are going to remain shocked. But it's up now. The opportunity, the way I see it, is in the president's hands to articulate a winning vision, a vision that is attainable, not so pie in the sky, but something that is attainable. And he's just going to have to really focus on that drumbeat, because the media and the antithetical forces that are coming against him, trying to invalidate his presidency, are going to continue to be there. And the only thing that will drown them out is success. Is that not so?
Well, I think it's very true. But as an investor, you must realize that these things are out of your control. Mm-hmm. So whether or not we move into a success and perhaps a re-election, or on the flip side to more scandals and an impeachment, you can't control that. Mm-hmm. And as an investor, all you can do is look at what's being presented to you. So you need to basically, as an investor, you need to sit and wait for balls to hit you like a batter in a baseball game. And you only want to swing when the ball is really, handed out to you, like when the money's on the floor, in other words. So what I like about investments is that you don't have to chase anything. You just sit there and wait. And by sitting and waiting, you're only going to take advantage of the highest potential opportunities. And I think people have what's called an activity disease. Because stocks are so liquid and opportunities are out there on the internet every day, people just, take anything that they see. And they go in and out of stocks as if they're casino right. chips, and right. they're really not. Mm-hmm. So one of the things to remember in 2019 is that a lot of cash gives you a lot of options, and you need to not get concentrated on any one asset class, because you just don't know which one will be the best winner. In fact, in 2018, the best asset class in the world was the U.S. dollar. So in other words, if on January 1st, 2018, all of these suits in New York City hanging around Wall Street and with their luxury offices and going to work every day with the limousines would have taken a sabbatical, you called all their clients and say, hey, we're heading to a sabbatical for this year, both the clients and the hedge funds would have done better, because all of them lost money. No strategy worked in 2018 but cash.
Yes.
So because these are very unique times, concentration of your assets in one scenario where you envision some sort of a future, like you said, either a success or a failure, it may lead to a catastrophic loss or to a loss of opportunity on the flip side. So, you know, there, I categorize people into four buckets. One bucket is the person whose career is not taking off. And for him, investments is the last thing he should think about. He should think about how he creates a situation where his main income, his active income, his career becomes better. So there are two ways to do that. Either move jobs into a company that offers more upside potential if you're a great and indispensable worker, or create a secondary income by partnering up with 200 or 300 other hungry people that, like you, have a problem in their lives, and your shared motivation can lead to a second income opportunity or to a side business or to a real business. But don't quit your job in order to do that, but build it on the side. So you've got to have, you know, you've got to carve out time and lose some of these things that you do with your life that stick up your 24 hours. So that's one bucket. The people that, that their career is just not moving forward. And hey, half of the United States is earning about $30,000 pre-tax right now. So 75 million people are working in far lower than middle class standards. So that's half of the working population. That's a lot of people.
Right.
That can really look for better career opportunity or form their own, right? And then second bucket is people that are getting that are moving along up the corporate ladder and they are saving money. For those people that they need a portfolio, it's really important to remember that concentration of your portfolio in one asset class will be a huge mistake in the years ahead. You have to diversify. And when I say diversify, I don't mean what your 2 cent financial advisor tells you, which is just buy 50 stocks. Because when the stock market goes down, it goes down. Johnson & Johnson does not sell less, you know, shampoos in a market downturn, but it goes down. Because all shares just go down together. It's a broad market sell-off. So you need to get your assets outside of the stock market and into other opportunities. And we talk about that and update all the time on the Wealth Research Group free financial newsletter, the newsletter that I run. And that's part of what we do. You know, it's a diversification model. So that's the second type of person. The third bucket is for people that are already retired. So they've lost the opportunity to earn active income. All they can control is their passive income, what they do with their savings. And they need a different type of solution, because for these people, what they rely on is the yield and not appreciation. So they need to look for companies or assets or businesses or real estate that allows for high yield. And that's another important bucket. Now, there are many opportunities like that, but not in the mainstream media. If you just open your CNBC every day, you're just not going to find these kind of opportunities, which is the reason that I launched this newsletter 3 years ago, because I saw this epidemic, this collect of trying to sell people into the idea that there are no options for them, and it's just not true.
Exactly.
But you need to dig in. And a lot of people just don't have the time to do all the digging. So
no, I hear you. We got less than a minute left here, Lior, so I'll let you get into the fourth bucket.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So the fourth bucket is for people that are currently in a career, but they understand that they can't live inside of their own career because they can't save money. Now, they could be living with a high salary, but they just don't save money. So these people, they need to change their priorities, because if they don't, then, and the reason I say this, Bill, is because a recent survey said that people earning $100,000 a year, which in every other country in the world would be enough to save a lot of money.
Right.
Even they, one of four, have debt.
Well, Lior, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No details yet, but there are reports of a possible active shooter situation at a United Parcel Service building in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Teachers in Los Angeles are about to go on strike. The negotiations between the union and the L.A. Unified School District have stalled. Teachers demanding a 6.5% raise and reduced class size. The man accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl last October after killing her parents, about to make his initial court appearance. Jamie Claus escaping his clutches a few days ago. The Barron County Sheriff saying 21-year-old Jake Patterson tried hard to make sure that people wouldn't recognize him.
They include things like not leaving trace evidence by changing his physical appearance, like shaving his head, not to leave hair behind.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
The way you like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Carla Viadesi is going to be joining us. She is the founder of Cole 1972, a wife, a mom, author of several children's books. She's also a political commentator who has been seen regularly on Fox, OANN, CBN. Contributor with West Journalism as well. Carla, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Bill, thank you so much for having me. I love your show, and I appreciate
everything.
Well,
that's very kind of you. Well, I appreciate you, and I'm grateful. We're going to talk about your business and what you and your daughters and your husband have started with Cole 1972. Before we get there, though, you know, being a political, you know, observer and commentator as I am, you know, this stubbornness that we find ourselves, you know, observing with the longest closure of our federal government in the history of our country, you know, what is it going to take, Carla?
I'm not sure what it's going to take. I think that the left has to start acting responsibly. I think that they have to put the American people first, which the left has not done for a very, very long time. And I think that they have to start thinking logically, and they're going to have to give up a lot of the crazy ideas that they have. I think that the left has a very, very dangerous open border policy. It does not protect me. It does not protect my children. It does not protect people in my community. We know that over 90% of our illegal drugs are coming over our Mexican border.
Right.
We know that the left supports MS-13. They're certainly not supporting the little girls that have been raped by them or families that have lost loved ones because of MS-13 violence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the left is going to have to start thinking rationally. And I support Donald Trump, and I support a secure border.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're certainly not supporting these young girls who are set on these tracks, Carla. I mean, to hear, you know, that parents are sending their daughters with birth control pills when they go about to join these caravans because they know that there is a very high likelihood that they're going to be raped. And so here you put in your daughter's hands, your young teenage daughter, for the sake of hoping that you might get to America, but the price of tuition is you may be raped, or worse yet, you could even end up into a sex trafficking situation, depending on your looks. And the left wants to continue to ignore it. There's so much that they have ignored that it is incredulous. And especially, what seems to be foundational to all this, as you suggested, is their animus toward President Trump, a fairly elected individual who represents 63 million plus. I say represents all of America, like it or not, but 63 million people voted for him because he promised them a border. He promised to do something about the job situation. He promised to, get this country back on track, and with, one hand tied behind his back and somebody tripping him along the way, the success that he's enjoyed in his first 2 years and how we've benefited from it has been spectacular. And no help from Nancy Pelosi or Schumer, and it doesn't look like they're going to offer any help in the next couple of years because it's all about the 2020 elections.
I'd also like to see Donald Trump getting a lot more support from the Republicans. The Republicans need to understand that we have elected Donald Trump. We have not elected the Republican Party in. Donald Trump was telling us what the Republican Party was not saying for 8 years, and that's why we chose him. Again, he's promising making America great again, but making America safe again, America first. And these are things that I believe 63 million people in the United States of America, I am one of them, as are many people in my family. Right. We wanted to hear him saying that we were marginalized for 8 years and we will never go back to that kind of America again. And we needed the left, like Nancy and Chuck Schumer, to stop thinking that they are elitists. And to stop thinking that we want America to be run as an oligarchy. We do not. We do not want a one-world government. There's many of us that do believe that this is the greatest country in the world. And you're right. It's nothing short of a miracle in the last 2 years that our President Trump has gotten Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. He's gotten Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. We pray and hope that he's going to get a third constitutional judge on our Supreme Court. President Trump is the most pro-life president that we have ever seen in the history of our country, the history of the world. Remember when Obama was in office? Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood was selling babies' body parts.
Exactly.
I mean, they have gotten extreme.
And the only person that goes to jail, Carla, is the person that whistleblowed the deal, David DeLeiden.
Right,
I mean,
right.
He kept him on. Gets him on tape. He goes to jail, and nobody from Planned Parenthood was complicit in all this. Where's the investigation to look into this?
Well, and let's go back to the pure hypocrisy of the left. Yes, there's hypocrisy that they're constantly claiming that they're championing for women as they are killing our babies and as they are doing violent acts towards women. And you just also shared that when we're coming over the border, it's the Democrats that are giving, that are offering to these little girls who are going into the sex trafficking movement, or they have been raped while they are in their caravans to the United States, and they're giving them birth control or they're giving them abortions. Remember, a couple of years ago, there was a case, which I believe Kavanaugh actually came before him, where the Dems wanted our tax dollars to pay for one of the illegal immigrants who was coming across the border. She had gotten pregnant. They wanted us to pay for her abortion. And he said no to that. She doesn't have that, any of that right under the Constitution. And let's just go back to the Constitution. I believe that everyone has the right to life, and we know that in 1970, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and we know that in 1973, the Supreme Court ruled that not everyone had the right to life under the Constitution, and since that day, we've had 60 billion people in the United States of America who have been denied the right to life. You know, this is not Nazi Germany that we're talking about. This is the United States of America, where we have freedom and justice for all, and again, there's 60 million tiny people,
yes,
who have not had that right to life. And it's shocking and it's horrifying.
No, absolutely. And this is what Middle America, the forgotten man and woman, is up in arms about. But, you know, I don't want them to get discouraged. I don't want us to get discouraged. Understand that this is a fight worth fighting for, and the media is not doing us any favors. They've abandoned their, you know, their job to document history, to pursue the truth, to do the hard work of investigative reporting, not siding with a political party and selling us all out. We need to understand that the media is complicit in this. And that, you know, for, you know, common sense men and women across this country to continue to ask the question, why? Keep asking questions, get on the phone, and, you know, we're not saying, look, make this your full-time job, even 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes a week, to call your congressman, to call the White House, to be a bit of encouragement, you know, to this president, because like you, Carla, I mean, if not Donald Trump, then who? I mean, I'm looking 6 years down the road and saying, okay, who gets the baton? I mean, we were so fortunate to have somebody who was not beholden, you know, to K Street and the traditional funding mechanisms of the Beltway, to be beholden to them and to make decisions and to lie to the people. We're fortunate to have somebody like a businessman who is a true CEO running this country. And you know, he's being hamstrung all along the way, and this is very frustrating for those of us with common sense. Carla Diodesi is with us, and we're going to talk more about her new business when we come right back. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. And this is the whole basis of all this, is that are we going to talk about the truth? Is our worldview based on the truth? And that which is absolutely fundamental to our country, as Carla was saying earlier, you've got to consider the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Devoid of that, we're in a mess. And this is what's happening, is too many in America don't even understand the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. This is the basis of our laws. And the fact of the matter is the laws are being broken. And I would say probably in greater mass at the elite level of our country. Because the elites are too big to jail, and they've gotten away, yes, they've even gotten away with murder, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, to be flat out honest with you, and we're talking the murder of more than 60 million Americans. Quite interesting, Carla, that you can have people outside of the country come into this country, and if a baby is born here, they're automatically a citizen of the United States with all rights and benefits thereof. And meanwhile, you have a society that, you know, has gone along with Roe v. Wade from 1973. We've killed over 60 million people. And at last check, the experts would tell us that is a generation of a labor force. And I think it's quite interesting that we find ourselves at a time where we have more jobs than people. And you say, well, where are the people? Well, you killed them.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting because firstly, I have to say that, you know, it is a Christian's duty to seek out truth. We're called to do it. We cannot be lazy about this, especially in these days, not only for ourselves, but for our children who are going to leave a future legacy of life and a future legacy of truth. And we are raising kingdom-minded kids. But also, I have to address that the 60 million people that have not had the right to life, we are uncivilized in how we are doing our abortion procedures. And although it is our job to share truth with how this is done. I mean, I don't want to go into detail because it is very heart-wrenching, but I think that one of the things the left has done so extremely well is that they equate having an abortion to perhaps getting your teeth taken out.
Exactly.
Teeth taken out.
Right.
And that is indeed not what it is. I mean, this is a child. This is a life. You're not going to have a baby. You have a baby from the moment of conception.
Right.
You're not going to be a mother. You are a mother from the moment of conception. That's something else that the left has robbed from us. You know, they've taken back the narrative on birth, and we need to get that message back and reclaim the narrative that you are a mom. You are carrying a child. And when they go in and have an abortion at whether it's 8, 10, 12, 14 weeks, you know, they are burning the skin off of a child.
Mm-hmm.
It is painful. It is not good for the child. It is not good for the mother. And again, it's diabolical that the left claims that they are championing for women because this is not how you do it. And I don't even want to go into the gruesome details about
Carla, over 20 weeks. Yeah, let me say this.
I know
you don't want to, and people have not wanted to go into it. The Gosnell movie showed us with some sense of graphic depiction, but even then they held back.
Truthful.
Yes. But even then they held back, ripping out of babies out of the mother's womb. And what they didn't talk about in the movie was that Gosnell, prior to Roe v. Wade, he and I think it was about 15 other doctors were involved in an experimental process that basically released a ball of blades into women's wombs, and it was disgusting what that happened. I mean, not only you talk about the babies that were murdered then, but the damage that it did to the women. If you can imagine a ball of blades just being released in the womb of a mother, is all part of an experiment. And of course, he was able to get away with this, and he gets out of the country only to come back and do the kind of thing that he was able to get away with for many, many years. And even to this day, nobody wants to talk about it. They saw the movie. It was out there. It should have been seen by a lot more people. When I spoke with the producers of the movie, I said, this is just one. How many others are out there? And he said, exactly, Bill. We don't know because of the political correctness and the sensitivity of this. I mean, why can't we be sensitive about 60 million babies, but we can be sensitive about the Kermit Gosnells of our country? I mean, we're really messed up as a society right now.
Absolutely. And I think that, again, when you look at Kermit Gosnell and his House of Horrors, this is whom the left supports.
Yes.
This is really the poster child of the left, okay, along with Keith Ellison. I don't know if you followed that story at all.
Right.
But he's beaten, you know, they are not for women. If anyone's listening today, you have to understand that the left claim that they're for women, and they are actually our greatest enemy, and they are breeding a culture of death. You know, death breeds death. I don't care what you call it. You call it women's reproductive rights. You call it health rights. You call it abortion. They're breeding death. And that's really what Culture of Life, our family's line, is all about. We want to change the mantra for these young kids, Bill. We want to make life attractive, glamorous, because it is. That's the truth. This shouldn't even be a hard message to sell. And I'm tired of being a mom of three daughters that feels marginalized in the fashion world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we boycott a lot of stores. We do not go to stores where they do not have a private bathroom, fitting room, locker, shower for my daughters and for me.
Exactly.
We will not share a bathroom with men that identify as women. That is an attack, again, on my rights as a woman to have a safe space. And again, who's leading the charge on this? But the feminists on the left, and the left is leading the charge on yet again taking away women's rights and not protecting me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of brands that we cannot support. We cannot support brands that have key spokespeople that are anti-American and do not stand to pledge to our flag, to support our heroes and our veterans that have actually fought for their freedom so that they can sit and be disrespectful while the rest of us are standing and honored by our flag. So my daughter said to me probably a year ago, Mom, you're going to have to start sewing some of our clothes because we can't go anywhere to shop anymore. And that's really a terrible idea. You do not want me sewing anything. I'm very good with a glue gun, but I'm not the best with a machine.
Right, right.
And so God just lined everything up. I really can't take credit for it. It's been a lot of work, but he opened a ton of doors. And now we have a trademark and a fashion line that we are supporting life. We're celebrating life. Life is amazing. We want every teen, tween, millennial to understand that you are supported. We are growing a life tribe. There's no judgment. We just want everyone to support life. We believe that a culture of life leads to a culture of life.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we can get back to a legacy of life in this country. We are the greatest country in the world, even still today, with all of our blight and all of our problems. Mm-hmm. And there's a window right now. And let's not get ahead of ourselves. I truly believe that God is going to get President Trump in again in 2020. We all have to pray, we have to fast, and we have to work very hard to get him in. But we have an open window to fight for life, to
yes.
fight for religious liberties that we have been denied for 8 years when the Democrats were in office. And let me tell you, if they get back in, it's not going to be pretty for those of us who are standing for our faith and for sanctity of marriage. And, you know, we're standing for safety for our kids and we're standing for constitution. We understand that this great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, period.
Exactly.
That's really not debatable.
Mm-hmm. And when you look when you look at the problems we had, it's because we've ignored and turned our back on God. And we are paying the price. We're reaping what we have sown. And now, thank God for you and your family, Carla, that you are reclaiming fashion in the name of Christ. You know, and we need to have others, you know, taking back what the left has taken away, including our social media.
Yes.
I mean, clearly. You know, so all these things need to be reclaimed for, you know, for things that promote life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, and I want to encourage people that it really is important to support conservative businesses, small Christian businesses. We are not perfect, but I'll tell you, we are not giving money to Planned Parenthood. We are
right.
not donating money to the LGBTQ like Starbucks is and like so many others are that my family just cannot support. We cannot pay $5 for coffee or for a T-shirt that then turns around and supports things that go directly against our core values.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is the United States of America, so right. you can sell and support whomever you want. But for those conservatives and Christians that want to put their money where their mouth is, I'm encouraging you to look at those businesses in your community, in your state, and we need to support each other and make each other strong. Our family has started a Cole 1972 Foundation that was almost launched before our business was launched because we are very serious about giving 10% back of the net of everything, all of our purchases.
Right.
We did charter a bus from our community, and our church has 56 people that are going down for free to meet my family there on Friday. We are very serious about this business and about this ministry. And I just encourage everyone to go to call1972.com, our website, and please follow us on all of our social media.
We sold out
of a lot of items. In
exactly.
The
well, check it out. You are going to be very pleased by this, and I recommend that you go to call1972.com for more information. Carla, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Look forward to continuing the conversation.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artisan cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is